Hey guys, I hope you had a great weekend. Today I want to talk to you about 7 must-have entrepreneur skills. And I titled this episode 7 must-have entrepreneur skills for kids. But here's the thing, the skills are not just for kids, but also adults. So if you're an entrepreneur, if you're starting out, or if you're just looking into this episode because you want to instill some great principles into your children, then this is the episode you definitely want to listen to. Hey friends, welcome to Moonshot Entrepreneur. This is the place where we partner with God to build His custom design calling for our life. In this podcast, you'll get laser focused on aligning your life with God, and you will learn the strategies to implement true change. Along with that, you will also learn to create the time and income for the amazing dreams God has for you. Sounds like a moonshot? Well, set your expectations high, because when we dare to partner with God, anything is possible. I promise you that we're going to have a ton of fun on this journey together. So grab your notebook and pen and pursue with me your God-led life transformation. Let's go. So last week, in the previous episode, I spoke about money management for kids, and you guys have heard from my 9-year-old daughter, Adrielle, about how she manages her money, how she keeps track of it, and how it has helped her to make wise decisions and think about her desires, wants, and dreams. The reason why I speak about the previous episode now and about money management is this. I really believe that good money management is helpful to teach the 7 must-have entrepreneur skills to your children. So if you're just giving out an allowance to your kids, or even haven't had a chance to address good money management with your children, I highly recommend that you listen to my previous episode, episode number 58. Let me just quickly check what the title was. The title was Money Management for Kids, interview with my 9-year-old daughter. So definitely pause this episode and listen in, because I think it will give you a little bit more background about what I mean with money management and how exactly that works, because you'll also find out that the way money management is done, at least here with my family, is that my daughter is in charge of her money. She has different ways to make money, and she gets to make her own decisions in terms of spending it. I think it's helpful to start early on with financial literacy and teaching that to your children, but it's also really important and helpful and, yeah, smart to think about these things in terms of being an adult and in terms of being an entrepreneur, because what kind of entrepreneur are you if you have no reign over your money, right? The point of being an entrepreneur is to make money. But also, very often, you will have a business model where you have to spend something before you are able to offer anything. And then hopefully what you offer has so much value that people are willing to give you more money than you had to spend in the first place. And hopefully that money will come in before your bills are due, right? So you see here, the one of the core things you need to be able to do as an entrepreneur is to be wise with your money, to be thoughtful, and to have the right kind of timing about when you need to make which investment. It's about skills, and these skills can be trained. And an easy tool to train these skills is through money management. If you are able to apply these general skills to your money management, you are training yourself to be better entrepreneurs. So let's get right into this. What are the 7 must-have entrepreneur skills for kids? The number one skill that a child needs is to keep track of their money. And they need to be able to do this regularly. Because if they do not do that, they will end up without any money very quickly. Now, thank God that there are regulations in place that keep your children from getting into debt, right? But have you noticed that there are other ways of quote-unquote debt or of that kind of behavior that children can fall into if they are not trained to be wise with their own money? Because at the end of the day, what will happen is they will start to hit you up to get them the toys they need. And that's a form of borrowing money from you. I think it is a fine line that leads to a behavior that makes them unable to live on what they've got. Skill number two that you need to be a successful entrepreneur is to be ingenious. So it's clear that most of the time, our needs and wants and desires are much more than the portion of what our income is or what our financial ability is. So that is the point where we need to be ingenious. How can we get to where we want without having to spend a whole lot of money or even any money at all? For children, that would mean before they go out and buy something, they learn to compare what's out there. Compare the value of the things that's out there, compare the price of the things that are out there, and find the cheapest place to get the highest kind of value or the quality that you need. Learn to trade. Sometimes, you know, you really want to have one thing, you're not able to buy that, but maybe your friend has it. So can you trade that in for something that you have, like another toy? So what you want to encourage in your children is to be ingenious. And that's also true for adult entrepreneurs. If you really feel, for example, that you need some more skills in order to be able to offer a service, yes, of course, you could go out and get a master's degree, but do you really need that? Can you not invest in a coach, or can you not hire someone over Fiverr to do that certain thing for you? Don't just go and do one thing just because you have the money. Look at the different options out there and how you can finance those options, the different ways to finance those options, because that is going to make such a huge difference. The third skill that is really important is learning to wait. And with that, I don't mean wait forever, right? What I want to highlight here is we really need to learn not to overspend. And sometimes it's wiser to wait until a new opportunity opens up. Maybe you will get a discount if you wait. Maybe the terms are more favorable if you decide to wait for a longer period. So that is, of course, entirely dependent on what kind of opportunity it is. You shouldn't wait around if it's a unique opportunity and if it's worth the risk. In terms of children, that means if I'm not able to buy a really cool racing car, why not ask Granny to give that to you on your birthday? So let's go to skill number four. Skill number four is making your own decisions. In terms of money management, that means your child should be able to make their own decisions in terms of how they're going to use their allowance. I mean, of course, I mean, we are parents, right? We wouldn't allow our kids to go out and buy something dangerous or do something stupid. I mean, after all, we have responsibilities here. What I mean by that, though, is as long as it's safe and okay to make that decision, let them make their own decisions. But also be there to help them make those decisions, right? And I cannot stress it enough here, guys. We as parents, especially when it comes to money management, should decide to have an advisory role rather than being in the driving seat. There are more than enough decisions that you get to make, but let your kids be as independent as possible early on. Learn to give them advice. of course, they might not have the kind of experience you have. So help them, for example, to be able, when they make a buy, to look at the reviews, help them to make wise decisions in that regard, but let them fail if they have to. Let them fail and learn and improve. Because if they don't do that, how in the world are they going to learn to be entrepreneurs? This is the very core of entrepreneurship. There is hardly anyone who does something and gets it right at the first go. Make sure that you are able to read your child. I mean, some children, they just rush in. They don't think about anything, right? They go after their gut. They are so confident. And there you need to make sure that you talk them through things and help them to get more aspects into their decision making. But again, there are other types of children that are really indecisive, that are scared to use their money, that who just hold on to their piggy bank as if it, you know, as if their life depended on it. So how do you help your children to let go of certain things, to make decisions? That's up to you, right? But you need to be able to read into those situations and into those children's minds and be able to find the right words and find the right degree of influence. Also, please be aware that children in general are people pleasers, right? They are at least parents pleasers. Is there a word? I don't think there's a word like that, but I hope you know what I mean. What I mean is this: most people want to get acknowledgement from their parents. They want to get their attention. They want to hear that they have done a good job. So you need to be the right kind of advisor. And by being an advisor and not the decision maker, you enable your kids to make their own decisions regarding their money. Now, will they make mistakes? Yes, of course. Hopefully they will make it, because that's the only way they're going to learn how to make the right kind of decisions, what kind of parameters they need to look at before making a decision. All this is a learned behavior. So do not, please do not stop your children from being able to experience all that. And the more they are able to make their own decisions, the more they become confident making their own decisions. For my daughter, I've told you about her system, that she uses different money buckets, so to speak. So she has everything in her piggy bank, but she has a money book where she keeps track of where she allocates the money she has into certain groups. So one group would be fun and entertainment. Then she has another bucket for general living cost, we have called that, which she has to use for some minor stuff that she has to get for herself, color pencils, or let's say an eraser for school. By having these different kind of buckets, she learns early on that she plans what to do with her money. It's not just sitting there in an account or in a piggy bank, waiting to be used up, and it's not there to get dust bunnies on it, so to speak. So the money is there to be used, but it also teaches her to plan how she's wanting to spend that money. And on the other hand, when there is change, she gets to think about her decision, if the allocation of the money was good or if she needs to rethink that. As time passes, she learns on one end to make better decisions, and secondly, she learns to adapt to change, because not everything goes to plan. And that is so important that you learn that lesson early on as an entrepreneur. As an entrepreneur, what can be overwhelming is you have this perfect picture of how your business should run and how things should go, but then you run into problem, for example, with providing a service over your website, and then you discover that maybe the crappy way that you have duct taped your business is not going to work. You really have to get a provider that handles the pay or that does the payment solution for you, right? So Here, you then have to look at what kind of changes do you have to make to your plan to make that happen. So that was skill number five. Then skill number six is to value your desires as well as your hard work. Here, the money mindset plays a huge role. As an entrepreneur, you cannot be stingy. You need to value that you have certain needs and wants and dreams that are worth the investment. And at the same time, you need to ask yourself, is it really something that is worth the investment, or am I just going with the flow and not taking the time to make a wise decision? So always try to strike the balance between valuing your desires and valuing hard work. For children, this comes over time. Children learn to value desires and put them into proportion. Like, do you really have to spend all your money on Legos, or is it more fun to wait for a racing car? They need to place a value on the desires they have. On what thing do they place higher value? This is something they have to learn. They also have to learn to value hard work, and that only comes if they have to work for their money. I'm aware that not everyone might have the same philosophy here, but I believe that there should be areas where children can work for money. They don't necessarily have to, but they can choose to do so. So in our home, of course, I suggest to my daughter, see, if you help me to build this piece of furniture, I could offer you this kind of amount of money. And often it's not like a huge sum or anything. It's just that I want to give her the opportunity to work for money and learn to value it. And in the same way, as entrepreneurs, you need to be able to value your desires. And with that, I don't mean your personal desires, but your desires, needs, and wants as a company in terms of growth, in terms of where you want to be, in terms of setting the right kind of goals, and in terms of following those goals or achieving those goals. And you also need to be able to work hard to get there, to make the right kind of decisions, to put in the right kind of safeguards and so forth. So this is really an important skill that you need as an entrepreneur. Finally, as Christians, I believe it's essential to have the skill to make God-driven decisions and not money-driven decisions. What do I mean by that? What I mean by that is that not everything should be about the money. And as God-driven people, we will eventually come to the place where we realize that money is not the end goal. The end goal is to serve God and to give glory to Him no matter where we are, what we are doing. Whether you're a parent, whether you're a single mom, whether you are a student, whether you are just starting out or working from home, it doesn't matter. The question is whether you're employed or self-employed, or whether you are offering services, are you doing that to bring glory to God? And if you are, your decisions and your entrepreneurship is going to be so much better. You're going to be so much more successful. And I don't mean in terms of money. I mean this in terms of peace, in terms of contentment, and in terms of holiness. If all your decisions are money-driven, you will certainly fall into one of these two traps. Either you'll just run after the money and ruin yourself, or you will be so cheap that you are not able to let go of that thing and are just offering cheap services and products to your customer. And in both traps, you are doing a huge disservice to yourself, and you are not bringing glory to God. Either you are worshiping money, or you are falling into the trap of not having enough and having to, cut corners and having to offer cheap, subpar services, low quality services. And this is not who you want to be as a Christian, because this is not the way we represent God. Then people will believe, or if people find out that you're a Christian and you're doing that, they might think that, oh, all Christians are like that. So you guys are just behaving as if you are holier than thou. But when it comes to what matters, you guys are the cheapest people on the planet. So this is not the kind of thing we want to communicate to people, right? We want to be wise. There is a verse in the Bible which says, be innocent as doves, but be shrewd as snakes. Which means you should be innocent, but at the same time, you should be smart. You should be really wise in how you behave in this world and in a certain setting, like in your own business. So these are my 7 tips. Keep track of your money, be ingenious, learn to wait, make your own decisions, adapt to change, value your desires and hard work, and make your decisions in a God-driven manner, not in a money-driven manner. If you have these 7 skills, you are set up for success. And you can instill these skills into your kids very easily by just having certain safeguards around money management, by allowing them to explore this area of money management. And a bonus tip for parents here, if you're listening to this episode because you were just interested in how to instill these kind of characteristics in your children, I just need to quickly remind you that the goal here is to keep the conversation about money going. It's not the goal to make all decisions for your children. Because at the end of the day, you want to make sure that your little ones are successful adults in 18 years or in less than 18 years, right? And to do that, you also need to set them up for success in the sense that give them tips, show them how you would do it without taking over the wheel or taking over the reins of the entire thing. Help them or remind them that, for example, they need to track their money regularly. Remind them about looking into that book together. Also, encourage them and comfort them when, first of all, encourage them to make plans, to take risks, affordable risks, by the way, to start small, but also comfort them when things go wrong. Especially if they have lost money on a stupid decision, they might be heartbroken, they might not see it in the right kind of proportion. So help them through this, coach them through this, because that's what we're here for, right? And also make sure that you as a parent set a great example. Be their generous provider. Do not be stingy with them or ask them to, you know, shell out cash for everything. Or this is at least the philosophy that Emil and I are trying to follow, that we want to be generous with Adrielle so that she learns that at the end of the day, God is a generous provider and he will come through. He is faithful. So we really want to model that kind of behavior to her, because wealth creation is not easy. There is a lot of work that goes into it, but also a lot of practice. And you need to set up systems to make sure that you are able to learn, but that you also have the right kind of guarding rails that help you that so that you don't fall off the rails. Yeah. And if you're wondering right now how you could jumpstart your own wealth creation journey as an entrepreneur, you can book a coaching session with me. Right now, you can book a 30-minute coaching session with me over Zoom for $97. I have a special offer going on if you reach out to me before end of March. So don't wait around. If you are stuck, if you're wondering how to do this, how to set up your own guardrails and how to be a more successful entrepreneur, do reach out to me. My email address is support@moonshot-entrepreneur.com. And you can also find the email address below in the description. I promise you that you will walk away from the coaching session with tangible, tactical information about what you need to put in place to be successful in your specific area. Because let me tell you, there is no one-size-fits-all solution when you are an entrepreneur. The very definition of being an entrepreneur is to be unique and to offer something unique to a specific group of people. So if you want to elevate your game, it's good to have these general seven skills that I mentioned today, but there is even much more to it to really be on top of things. So reach out to me. I'm happy to help. I hope this episode blessed you and helped you. Stay wrapped up in Christ's love. Until next time, my friends.